Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank's the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Houston Astros have come in here, won a couple of ball games, and once again, you had a shot there in the ninth inning last night, Terry, and it's amazing. You can go in waves, can't you, when all of a sudden you're getting one clutch hit after the other, and then suddenly it stops like it has the last two games.
You know, though, and you're right, and that is our game. But I will say we had a chance in the ninth inning, and we do that so often. I think part of why our record isn't better in one-run games is we claw back in a lot of games. Mm-hmm. And last night was an instance where, you know, we started to get it going. Jose's right in the middle of it. Coco is fighting during that at-bat. You know, they're throwing him breaking balls, and he's swinging, but he fought enough to work a walk. And Sandy's good at this down at first, but he had the wherewithal and the kind of the courage to go. And he stole that base easily and actually, you know, almost had a chance to go to third on the overthrow. So, again, I like that stuff. I like when our guys are confident enough to play the game right.
Well, and that was a really risky move from the standpoint. If he gets thrown out at second, everybody's like, well, what the heck? He had a chance to win the game with one swing of the bat.
But, and that's where it was the right time. And Sandy does a good job down at first. And in my opinion, that was our best chance to win. And if he gets thrown out, I'll take the blame. I just think that you can't just always sit back and try to string a bunch of hits together because it's hard, especially when you're facing a closer, a guy that's given up 20 less hits than innings.
Well, you talk about their closer. And I think the one common denominator we're seeing, at least this year in the American League, Tito, all the good teams are the playoff contenders, legitimate playoff, like Houston. You can go through the list. It just seems like, boy, you better have the lead before you get into the late innings. They're running three different closers at you.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you look at their but three guys have a bunch of saves, and some of that's because they had some inconsistencies early. But the fact is that now that everybody's healthy, it's really worked in their favor. Not only do they have good arms, but they also have variations. You know, Neshek that, you know, looks like he's throwing the rosin bag at you. There's a little bit of funk to Gregerson and all these guys. They have different ways to come at different parts of your lineup, and it's very effective.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your pitching now as far as the next start. Will it be Josh Tomlin? Will it be Mike Clevinger? Have you determined that?
Yeah, we did. We kind of sorted through it, and we wanted to take another day just to talk through it because I think it makes sense to do that. Clev's going to start, and what we want him to do, though, is still treat it like a relief appearance. That way he's not upsetting his routines. Shoot, Carlos Carrasco did it for a half a year, and it got him on a roll. That way Clev stays in his role. We can do whatever we want. Josh Tomlin goes to the bullpen, but if he doesn't pitch for two or three days, he will throw aside and we'll keep him in line for that next start because we want to keep every option open.
Well, and tonight, again, you have Carlos Carrasco going. And right now you're starting pitching, Terry. It seems to be getting back into that kind of a rhythm. Do you feel like you did earlier than the year where every night they had a chance to dominate?
Yeah, I do. I think, you know, last night was an instance where, and I think it speaks volumes about how good Corey Kluber is, that you know, he walked two, gave up an 0-2 home run that I'm sure he wants that pitch back. And that was the difference in the game. But that's all. He gave up a run the next inning. That was it. I mean, this kid, man, I mean, you know, for him to – he worked himself into a couple jams, and then Coco lost the one ball and lights, but Kluber pitched out of it. And I know it takes a lot out of you, but he can do that. And he does it every 5 days. So, yeah, he got the loss last night, but that doesn't mean 5 days from now he's not going to be every bit as good.
And Carlos Carrasco has started to really throw the ball well again.
Yeah, and Carlos has shown when he gets on that roll, he can be one of the very best and good for us because we're going to need it. And it's nice, though, when you know you have guys, what they're capable of doing, but they're showing some consistency. That brings some confidence to the entire team.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and Astros coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.